Aleph Shvat, we're holding by Simon Mem Ches Alech Vav. We're going to the end of the Simon. Kitzur discusses today what happens if you have dough that was cooked and then it was baked. What is that referring to? The classical bagel. Bagel goes back a long time. And interesting. And that's called regular bread. And that's the reason why, even if you have a bris and everything else, and you have really served delicious bagels and cream cheese and lox and whatever else you serve, the maaser, it's considered lechem gamo, it's regular bread, you make a maaser and birkas hamazon. If you have the classical shayla, you have bread, complete bread that you cooked, or you fried, let's say, in butter, even if you removed what's called the tor lechem, that means it doesn't look like the appearance of bread, you smeared it with eggs, as long as it has a kazais, it is still considered bread. Now, if in each piece there's no kezais, so even though through the cooking and maybe it the nefach, the actual volume looks like a kezais, nevertheless, even in oil, even if it's sticking together, it becomes a big clump. And even if it looks like bread, it loses the status of bread and you make vaminizas. What's a classical case? And then you make alamichia. What's a classical case? The classic is the matzah brei. It's very similar to matzah brei. It means when you take matzah and you make it into small pieces less than a kezais, which is not so hard to do, and then you fry it, it loses the status of hamoitzi and becomes mezainis. Now again, this is talking about, the kids is talking about bishloi. Matzah brei is a bit different because you're frying it. So that means that the kitz himself says, if you didn't cook it, you just poured in it hot sauce. That's a suffix. We're not sure. Is iri considered bishul or not? So therefore, don't eat it by itself. Rather, eat it in a meal. Now, the kitz goes on to say, if you didn't cook it, but you soaked it in liquids or in soup, and the pieces do not have a kezais. Here it all depends. This is, by the way, where it depends if it has a toil lechem, it doesn't look like a toil lechem, if it has the appearance of a bread or not. If it has the appearance of a bread, it's considered regular bread. And if it doesn't have a toil lechem, it's not considered bread. And even if you were satiated, I mean, you had a whole dalad beim, you would still make mezainis and after dalad mechia. Now, if the liquid changed because of the bread, then you know that the toil lechem, the status of the appearance of bread, has basically been removed. Similarly, if it was soaked in red wine, they do not have a status anymore of toil lechem. Next, a dough that was kneaded even with water alone, and then you cooked it, you make bovin and mezainis, and then afterwards alamechi, even if you had the shiel svia. Same thing would apply to what's called grisin. Grisin is is where you have the barley that's done from the five minei dug, and so you have and you cook them, so you would make berman emezonis and after almichi afterwards. Even if you had the shir svia, and if you eat them together with soup or any other types of bread that you eat with soup or with milk that were cooked together, you do not have to make a bracha on the actual soup or the milk, because it's tough. This is a classical shayla of soup, let's say, with what I'm referring to is barley soup. So the bracha on the barley soup is the barley, and everything else is butter to it. However, Kitzur says does say that if you cook only a little bit of this, of the barley, and your main kavan is really the soup, so here we say that the soup is not butter, and you make shahakol. Now, even though you're eating the beans, the barley together, the liquid does not become batel bar because the maise, it's considered an ikker. So what's the best thing to do? I have this shayla in our shul, because there are different soups. And on the soup that has barley, so it depends if there's a lot of barley or not. So if you're going to say that in such a case, it's best to make a shahako on the liquid first, that's what the kitzur says. And then afterwards to make a bracha on the grisin on these barleys. So this way you avoid the problem of safek bracha on the shahako. Now, if you have foods that are made from what's called matzah ketusha, which is basically chopped up, grounded matzah, or the bread that's been made into small pieces, and you mix it together with fat and eggs and milk, and you cook it or fry it. This is what I mentioned before. This is the classical matzah brei. You make by min ha-mezonos, and afterwards ala michya. The last halacha is things that are made from the five different species that are cooked together with other things. For example, you cook crumbs of bread with beans or kidney ice. Even if it's one of the items is majority, nevertheless, since each one is really set by itself, so you have to make two brachas. This is a classical shaila, if you have on the plate a few different things. That means you have to make first bar min ha-mezonos. Then afterwards you make on the beans, bar pi adama. And you could eat them together, it's not a problem. The gravy is tefil, the secondary, meaning it's bata, and therefore you don't have to make a bracha. However, if everything got mushed and mixed together, for example, you have a food that the kitzur says that you mix flour and eggs and cheese and you fry it or you cook it, even though the flour is the what's called the minority, there's a famous rule, kosh yesh ba mechamesh asaminim, you still make mezonos. So therefore, you make mezonos in such a case, and then ala michya. Now, something, this is all true when you put the very, very interesting shaila. Dafka, when you put the flour for the purpose of taste. But if you're taking it only, you know, to what's called to be, what's the term I forgot already? Something, a binder. That's just there to keep the item, the food together. So then the halacha is that the flour is bata. And you have this with different types of items, like the kitzur gives examples. Now, I had a shaila actually, fascinating shaila. A good friend of mine, he was making these grab bar. I think that's what they're called. And if you look at the ingredients, it had flour. What was the shaila? So that he had two different opinions from the different kosher agencies. One opinion said mezainas, because you have flour, it's mezainas. The other opinion said no, it's not done for the purpose of satiation, of taste. It's done for the essentials, for the nourishment. So it's more for the health. The suffix is, how do we look at health? When you have mezainas for the purpose of health, how do we look at it? That was the suffix, and it seems to be it's a machlekas. The mice, either way, you're going to be yitza, because if you make mezainas or you make shahakol, you're still going to be yitza. The reason why is because mezainas also covers everything other than water and salt. That's a famous bir halacha. And therefore, you would still have what to either way, whether you're making charcoal or mezonos, you'll be yetzer. Okay, have a beautiful day.